Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the feast day of Saint Mark the Evangelist. And you know, this is also the year B in the three-year liturgical cycle, which is the year of Mark. You know, sometimes Mark gets a bad rep for being the least popular of the four Gospels. It's the shortest. Most of the passages can be found in Matthew anyway. His writing is seen to be clumsy and plain, like street language style of Greek. You are not going to find the grand teachings of Jesus that we do in Matthew, or the great storytelling of Luke, nor will it reach the contemplative heights of John. But Mark has a different emphasis, and that's action. Mark, as some have said, is the Hollywood gospel. It is action-packed. It assumes you know a lot of Jesus' teaching already. And like an action movie, it's incredibly fast-paced and moves from one scene to another very quickly. But that doesn't mean it lacks any depth or substance. Mark is not one of the 12 apostles, but he was the disciple of Peter, and his gospel is told from Peter's point of view, and therefore has the authority of Peter. Mark was said to be Peter's translator and interpreter according to the early church, and that is why it is said that this gospel was written to the church in Rome, where they both travelled. And you can tell that there is a sense of urgency about his writing. He seems to be writing for Christians in crisis, including details in his gospel like wild beasts, betrayal, fire, and persecutions. And it was a challenge for the church to be courageous in the midst of strife and persecution. And that is not unlike our situation today. We may be afraid to be like the disciples and stay in the boat, but Mark is urging us to get up and walk, to walk the walk. Whereas the other Gospels prioritize teaching and leading us into the mystery of Jesus, Mark tells us to go and act. He is saying to follow Jesus to the cross. It is a call to action. Let us continue throughout the year of Mark with the question to take to your prayer. How am I called to act? To follow the path of Jesus in an increasingly hostile world? Let us pray. O God, who raised up Saint Mark your evangelist and endowed him with the grace to preach your gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.